Sound system. The ultimate in audio components and advanced electronic engineering is designed right into the sound system of your 750. The system surrounds you with sound as close to the breadth and nuance of studio quality as you're likely to find anywhere. The system puts a multitude of entertainment choices at your fingertips, including an electronic AM/FM stereo cassette, radio and CD, plus an amplifier, and 11 strategically placed speakers.
The AM/FM stereo radio has programmable 18-station memory, automatic digital tuning with station lock-in, and convenient seek and scan functions among its many features. You can even dial in your local weather band for 24-hour-a-day weather reports from the National Weather Service. The stereo cassette player features Dolby noise reduction, seek and scan, skip blank, true fast forward and rewind with program side indication.
Like the control panel on your BMW, the face of your stereo radio is ergonomically designed for ease of operation on the road. A radio owner's manual comes with your new BMW. Use it with this program as we take you through some of the sound system's basic functions and operations. The entire unit is protected against theft by an electronic anti-theft system, which makes your radio completely non-operable. On the left side of the front panel is the anti-theft indicator light. When you take your key out of the ignition, it will flash continuously to let you and anyone else know the anti-theft system is in operation. If any of the radio buttons are touched, a warning tone will sound for approximately 5 minutes. The only other way to stop the warning tone is to turn the ignition back on.
To secure your anti-theft radio, a personal 5-digit security code has been entered into the system memory. Your anti-theft security code belongs to you and your BMW only. If you lose your code cards or forget your code, your authorized BMW dealer will contact BMW. No codes will be given out to anyone under any circumstances except authorized BMW personnel after proof of ownership and identification are established. For your own protection, memorize your number or keep your code cards with you, never in the car. To enter the code, the radio must be on. The word code will appear in the radio display. Use the numbered push buttons to enter your code. If the correct code isn't entered in 3 successive tries, the radio will not accept another entry until electrical power to the radio has been left on for an hour. An important reminder about entering your code. If you make a mistake in the number sequence, don't stop in the middle. Enter the remaining numbers to complete the entire sequence. The word code will reappear on the display. Do the entire sequence over again and enter the correct 5 numbers. If you get a beep during the sequence, stop immediately and start from the top.
Any disruption of the electrical power, like a disconnected battery, for example, will shut your radio down completely until the electrical power is restored and the security code has been entered.
To tune your radio, press the band button to select AM, FM, or CD, which will show up in the display along with the station you are tuned to. There are 2 FM program selections, FM 1 and FM 2. Press the program button to switch between them. The tuning buttons on the bottom right let you move up or down the program dial one step at a time or by seek function. For seek tuning, press the up or down button as far as it will go. The radio will automatically lock into the next clear station. When you are on a clear stereo channel, the ST indicator will light up. As the signal diminishes, the indicator light will flicker. When you press the WB button, it automatically seeks out the strongest weather band in your area. Once the band is found, it's displayed. If none can be found, a beep will sound, and no station will appear in the display. When you press the WB button again, the radio will return to the original band.
When you press the scan button, the scan tuning feature automatically guides you through the medium to strong stations with a short pause on each one. You can select the station simply by pressing the scan button again on the station you want. Programming your favorite stations is easy using the preset buttons on the bottom of the radio. First, tune in the station you want, then push one of the preset buttons until you hear a beep. The radio has your station in memory. Repeat the process for each FM 1, FM 2, and AM station. The LEDs for the preset buttons are orange when a station is entered in memory and turn green when you make that selection. The preset memory number will also show on the display. The mode button, located above the anti-theft inscription, selects the bass, treble, fader, and balance of your radio. The mode you've selected will show up in the display and can be adjusted with the plus and minus buttons. When the mode button is depressed more than 1.5 seconds, the level of each mode goes back to the center flat position. A beep sounds, and flat comes on in the display.
Operating the cassette player is as easy as turning on the radio and putting in a cassette. The unit automatically switches from radio to tape. To eject a cassette, press the 1EJ button and the player will return to the radio function. When you use fast forward and rewind, the function appears in the display. The display also tells you which side of the tape you're playing. The top side is indicated with a 1, and the bottom side is displayed with a 2. Press the fast forward rewind buttons as far as they'll go, and the seek mode takes you from selection to selection, forward or backwards. To reverse tape direction, press the program button. When the tape reaches the end of a side, it automatically reverses direction. Just like the radio, the tape function has scan capability. When you press the scan button, the player automatically goes to each selection, playing each one for about 13 seconds. You can stop the scan function by pressing the button again.
The skip blank button, 2SB, automatically advances the tape to the next recorded section when it detects a blank space on the tape of over 15 seconds. When there's a long unrecorded part at the end of a tape, skip blank will go to the end and start playing the other side. SB will show up on the display when the button is pressed and flash while the tape is advancing. If you turn the ignition off while the tape is playing, it will automatically go into the pause mode, returning to the normal play mode when the ignition is turned on again. Your cassette player is equipped with a special protective feature which removes any slack in the tape before it plays. Your BMW cassette player monitors the amount of tape time spent and lets you know when it's time to clean the playback heads and capstans. Any deterioration in sound is a cue to clean the heads as well. Use a head-cleaning cassette and allow it to run on both side 1 and 2. A cassette deck cleaning kit is available through your authorized BMW dealer.
This cassette unit is designed as part of a highly sophisticated integrated audio system. Work done on the system anywhere but at an authorized BMW dealership or installation of another manufacturer's equipment to augment it may cause damage which is not covered under the BMW warranty.
Consult your manual for specific instructions on operating your sound system and the best way to use and maintain it for optimum listening pleasure. Your CD player changer is easy to operate. Load the CDs into the magazine in the slots numbered 1 to 6 and insert the magazine into the player. To use the CD player, turn the radio on and press the band button until CD appears in the display. You can select a particular disc by pressing one of the 6 selection buttons. The indicator light will go on when you press the selection you want. If disc error comes up on the display, it's telling you that the optical laser is having difficulty reading the disc. Take the magazine out and check the disc. Often it's just a matter of a disc having been loaded with the label facing in the wrong direction. Flip it to the correct position and the disc will play. The fast forward and reverse function works just as it does with your cassette player. By operating either the fast forward or reverse function, you put the CD player into the track search mode. This way, you can easily move from track to track. To scan the music tracks, use the scan function. Scan appears in the display, and the player plays the first 10 seconds of each track. To stop at a track, just press the scan button again. Your CD player also has a special random play feature. Just press the program button, and random play will come up on the display. The player then takes over and randomly selects tracks from among all the discs in the magazine. One touch of the program button will cancel this function. A message in the display will tell you if there is no magazine in the CD changer.